You remember the television program in the 50s, 60s, that's maybe, I think it was called To Tell the Truth. I think it was occupations. There were three people, and you'd have to ask them questions to determine what their occupation was. Some did a pretty good job of thinking that it was them, but really the real person stood up and it was their occupation. Well, how important is truth to you? Is it important to you? Would you like your spouse to be truthful to you? Sometimes we expect our children, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't send the little ones back to Virginia Church. There we go. Thank you for reminding me. We expect it of our children. Do you remember asking your children if they got into a spat and you'd say, now, who started it? What's going on? Whose toy is that? It's mine. No, it's mine. Well, whose is it? You tell the truth. Isn't that how it goes? Now, you expect it from your children. God expects it from us to be truthful. Sometimes it seems to be easier to lie because it seems maybe more convenient. When truth is lacking, whether it's in ourselves or in our nation, and I can tell you there's a lot of truth lacking in our nation. More and more, every day, I see the United States looking more like Russia. The Russians, those in control, tell the media what to tell the people. You don't think that's happening today in America? I can tell you it's happening at an alarming rate. Why do you think so-and-so calls it fake news? Who wants fake news? Who wants to be a fake? I'm talking about truth today. Because there's a man coming on the scene who will be a lie. He's a lie. He's the Antichrist, referred to as the lie. It's important that we understand the importance of truth. It's essential. It's an essential character that every believer needs to have. When Jethro, and I'm not talking about the one in Beverly Hillbillies, this is Moses' father-in-law. Jethro understood this. He advised Moses to only appoint men who feared God and hated dishonest gain in order to gain positions of leadership. Now, I think if we actually knew how much bribery is going on in our nation, it would really make you sick and disgusting. There's all kinds of bribery going on today. This quality isn't just reserved for the leaders or a few. Each and every one of us should know and speak the truth. Our world is confused about this issue. As I said, there's so much deception today. Pilate posed this question to Jesus in John chapter 18, 38. He looked at Jesus and said, "What is truth?" Wow. He was looking at truth. He was facing it. Jesus said, "I am the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the light. There is no other way." People have all kinds of ideas that, you know, if I just go to church faithfully and I pay my tithes and I don't cheat and steal and didn't kill anybody, I should go to heaven. There's only one way you're going to heaven, and that's through Jesus. There is only one way. Jesus is the answer. He's the only way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can enter. No man can enter except through Jesus Christ. He is the truth. He has given us the Holy Spirit, who's referred to in Scripture as the Spirit of what? Truth. He will come and lead and guide you into all truth. So truth is based not on feelings or desires, falsehoods, misleading statements, misrepresenting the truth. We can't claim to be honest and then tell lies or even half-truths. Honesty, so important. So important. So how can we tell if we're honest? I have some questions for self-examination. I want you to ask yourself these questions. Do I consider myself to be a truthful person? Do I tend to slightly alter the truth? Do I sometimes feel threatened by the truth? You know, there's, be surprised, a lot of people don't want to hear the truth. If you're about to tell them, they'll walk off. They don't want to hear it. I've had that happen. That's how I know. They don't want to hear it. Isn't that sad? Do I think it's acceptable to lie if I don't hurt anyone? So how do I feel when I don't tell the truth? Pretty rotten, don't you? Boy, if I could go back and have that to do over again, I would. I'd do it differently. It was too easy to just tell a half-truth. It got me off the hook. How do I feel when I know someone isn't telling me the truth? Many years ago, can't even tell you how many, at least 20, I was invited to a couple's home, do some counseling, husband and wife. As I sat at the kitchen table, and they were talking to me, I felt an unction like I've never felt before. And I looked at the one spouse and said, "You're not telling the truth." Of course, there wasn't any response or rebuttal, but I got a phone call a few days afterwards. And they said, "Pastor, you were exactly right." Sometimes God shares things with me. Sometimes I just find out my own. But in that case, God shared it with me, and I had to share it. It wasn't easy. I didn't like it, but that's how it is. Do I want people to be honest with me? There's a good one. Do I want people to be honest with me? You ever buy something and somebody lied to you? Found out it wasn't anything that they said it was. How did you like that? Not very well. Be honest. Don't tell half-truths. The Bible is our source of truth. It's very natural to want to believe whatever suits us best. That's a sad thing. But when we know Bible truth, it anchors our souls. For in times of temptation or trouble, everything in life is distorted when truth is absent. Without it, we're likely to go astray and miss God's blessings. A foundation of truth helps us live according to God's will. And here's what it provides by knowing truth. It provides guidance to know what to do in any situation. Hey, won't that be handy? To be able to know what to do in every situation. Wisdom to know the best way to go. Isn't there times in your life when you need to know that? What is the best thing here to do? I don't know what to do. Strength to enable us. Courage to motivate us to do what God asks. You know, we know what God wants and asks, but sometimes it's hard to put it to work. That's where strength comes in. That's where the Holy Spirit comes in. Help me. Help me here. I need your strength to do the right thing. It gives us comfort. It assures us the Lord will handle the consequences. You do the right thing, God will take care of the rest. But you make sure you do the right thing. What happens when we fail to build truth into our lives? What happens if we don't have truth? Well, I have a list here of things that happens when we don't have truth or we don't live with truth or believe that we should be truthful. Well, you're going to believe error. You're going to believe the Antichrist is your man. And there'll be a lot of people who will believe that. They'll think he's the right man. He's going to fix everything for us. That's what he says. Yeah, he'll fix everything all right. You'll develop evil habits. You know, bad habits are hard to break. Good ones are hard to start, and bad ones are hard to break. You'll develop evil habits. When we discard the scripture and we would deny that certain activities are sinful, we deceive ourselves and then we make them part of our lives. We get to the point where everything is okay. It's all right. Everybody's doing it. But that don't make it truthful. It doesn't make it right. Because the day's coming when everybody is going to be doing it. Wide's the way. Narrow's the gate. Few there will be that will find it. You'll live in emotional bondage. Falsehood affects our personalities. That's why there's no such thing as a harmless lie. You will lack spiritual growth. As being God's children, we can't ignore truth if we want to mature in the Lord. We'll be thrown off balance emotionally. Dishonesty always creates emotional and mental conflict in us. It'll destroy your testimony. If we have a bad reputation and are known for not telling the truth, no one will believe us if we would like to talk about Jesus. You know, people are watching your life. Be thoughtful of that. Because maybe someday you'll have the opportunity to share to them about Jesus. And if your life don't match, they'll do this. I don't want to hear it. Because your life doesn't match what you're trying to talk to me about. So you ruin your testimony. You can't be effective because you're known as a liar. You lie. I've caught you at lies. Destroys your testimony. And you know what else it does? It grieves God's heart. In God's eyes, lies are not characterized. Every falsehood causes him grief. You will suffer continual disappointment. As Christians, we cannot lie and have peace in our hearts. We'll always be dissatisfied if we don't heed the Spirit's promptings. You will have poor relationships with others if you can't tell the truth. You'll wonder why you don't have any friends. You don't need to wonder. Just keep lying and keep being deceptive. And you won't have any friends. You see, deception causes a lack of trust. Nobody can trust you. You want to have a friend you can't trust? Of course not. Of course not. Honesty is essential in any relationship. You'll hurt your self-image. If lying becomes habitual, we'll begin to see ourselves as liars. And that'll poison your soul. Can't live with yourself. Gives you a bad conscience. Can't sleep at night. Can't have a good night's rest. I've never taken a sleeping pill in my life. Try to live a good life. Not perfect. I make lots of mistakes. But I sleep good. In fact, I can sleep all day. I do. I have no problem falling asleep. Do I, Elroy? How about it? Do you remember in Alaska, who was the first one to fall asleep? When we were in the cabin. I was sawing them off before anybody was. I had more timber cut than anybody. That's what I told you. I have no trouble falling asleep. I'm telling you, brother, I don't have no trouble whatsoever. I can fall asleep in a bowling alley. I'm serious. I ain't making this stuff up. I'm not stretching it. There's nothing like a good night's rest, I can tell you that. You dwell on past failures. If our lives have been characterized by dishonesty, we will likely keep looking back on our past wrongs rather than moving forward. And then we'll fail to reach our full potential. Without truth, we'll never achieve all that God has planned for you. You are special, and God has big plans for you. Because only you can do what God designed you to do. Only you can. Only you can be effective. Some people can be very effective in certain areas. And that's why God designed you to be that way. Because you can be effective to somebody else that somebody I can't touch. But you can. You can touch them. Because God designed you specially for that. And you can talk to those people. For some reason, I just have a tendency to attract the real rowdy bunches. I'm serious. I think back of times when I've shared at the time of my lunch break. I can remember working at a farm over in New Berlin and sitting at the table, and I bowed my head to pray before I opened my little jelly bucket. And there was an excavator there. He came in to use the phone. And I didn't pay no attention to him. I just bowed my head and prayed and got my jelly bucket up. And when he got off the phone, he came over and sat down with me. He happened to be doing some excavation work on the farm. And he started talking to me. Now, there's two things you don't want to talk to a stranger about. Politics and religion. And that's exactly what he talked to me about. And we hit it off. Pew. He said, you know, he said, you're the real deal. You're the real deal. I said, what do you mean? He said, you're the real deal. And he ended up digging the foundation for our church. Now you know who it is. He dug the foundation for our church. He did it for free. And he brought his men in, didn't he? I think he brought his men and his concrete wheelbarrows. He had motorized wheelbarrows. This is what I'm talking about. You never, never know who's watching you. You never know. Never know. So try to be all you can be for Jesus. And I'm closing up now. I'm closing with this. So how can we put truth into our lives? We must build it into our hearts and our minds. We first got to recognize truthfulness is a principle for life. In fact, it's foundational. It's essential. We need to examine some past failures and understand that dishonesty is never worth the consequences. We need to accept the Bible as the ultimate guidebook to practicing truth, because it is. We need to choose to speak the truth and then carefully observe the results. We need to be honest about our failures, why we veered from the truth. We need to ask God to give us an increasing desire for truthfulness. We need to identify any areas of weakness. Find the appropriate scriptures that would help us during this time. Quote them daily. Fill our hearts and our minds with God's word. In Thessalonians, it says, you think about the things that are pure and honest and of good report. Think about those things. We have a list of them in Thessalonians. Think about these things. They're good things to think about. You know, constantly we're bombarded with just bad news. Huh? Bad news. Turn it on. It's just, this is happening. Did you ever hear of so many shootings? Huh? Just about every day, there's a shooting somewhere in a school. Hey, we didn't have that problem when Jesus came along and we were reading about him and we prayed before school. Hello? We didn't have any of those problems, did we? They don't want to see the truth. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear that. That doesn't fit. They don't want to hear it. Didn't have those problems when Jesus was still in the school. Kicked Jesus out the front door and the devil came in the back. So what happens when you don't want the truth? And then purpose in our hearts to be trustworthy, reliable. People whose words are true. He's truthful. I like him. You know where you stand with him. He's not a backstabber. He'll tell you to your face. That's what I want. Be honest with me. Be truthful. What do you feel like when somebody talks behind your back? If you have a problem, go to him, it says. That's what the Bible says. If you have a problem, go to him. Talk it over. Share your thoughts. Well, I don't like you. Why? Well, this is why. You preach too long. I'm right on the buttons, 11 o'clock. Now you say, I really watch the clock. I'll tell you what happened. I was raised Pentecostal. And it didn't do no good we even had a clock in the church because nobody used it. I can tell you, factual, it was nothing to spend an hour in worship and praise. An hour. And then when we were done with that, then it would be time for preaching. That's right. We're just here, and we're all done. In Pentecostal, brother, you just got started. You just got started. So I was used to long services, and that's why I watched the clock for your sake. Because I used to sit there, and I used to, I hope he soon finished. I did the same thing. And so I still remember. And I try to redeem the time because I know the days are evil. I reached the end of my message. And here's what I'd like to close with. The only way to receive God's forgiveness is to believe in Jesus Christ. Today, if you don't know him as your Savior and you're not sure whether you're going to heaven, you need to acknowledge that he paid the penalty for your sins on the cross, and you need to accept his offer of salvation. Even though the world will tell you that there's all kinds of different paths that you can take, but I can tell you this, the simple truth is that Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. ABCs of salvation. Admit you're a sinner. B, believe that Jesus came and died for you. And C, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. And he'll come and live in your heart and life. And then if you want a D, I can add one. You need to desire from that day forward to live for him. Desire to live for Jesus the rest of your life. It'll be so rewarding for you. It'll give you peace of mind and a good night's rest. Would you all stand? It was a joy and a pleasure to be here with you today. Heavenly Father, help us all to be truthful. Don't let us yield to temptation or circumstances. Sometimes it's easier to stretch the truth than it is to tell the truth. And I suppose there's times we probably all did that. And I ask you to forgive me. I don't want to do it anymore. Help me to be honest and truthful. Help me to understand how much you hate lies. Satan is a liar. And I know now why you hate lies so much. Because, Father, it cost your son, Jesus, to go to the cross. So, Lord, help us all live truthful lives. Even more so, from this day forward. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. Thank you for these wonderful people. Give us all a safe trip to our homes until we come back again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lord bless you.